know that Shlomo HaMelech was the smartest person to ever live, and he knew the languages of the animals. One day, a person came to Shlomo HaMelech and asked him to teach him the language of the birds. And Shlomo responded, "I can't do that. I can't teach you that." The man pleaded to understand the language of the birds. Finally, Shlomo HaMelech gave in. He says, "You know something? I'll teach you the language of the birds, but I'm telling you now, it's not in your best interest." One day, this guy went to his backyard. He had a beautiful backyard. There was a river flowing through it, the most exotic trees and beautiful flowers, and the birds liked to hang around in his yard. One day, as he's standing outside, he hears the birds making a commotion. They're chitter and chattering, and he overhears one bird say to another bird, "You see this man? You see the homeowner here? In 2 weeks, all of his flock are going to die." The homeowner overheard this. He says, "Oh, you see, Baruch Hashem, I understand the language of the birds." He went and he brought together all his flock, put them into a barn so that they wouldn't be harmed from the impending death. And they were saved. A few months later, he hears again that his house is going to burn down. He gets all worried, but he says, "You know what? Not a problem. I'm going to escape my house. I'm going to live somewhere else. And at least my house goes up in flames and not me." And so it was. A few days later, his house was completely consumed in fire. And once again, he was saved. And he was so thankful that he understood the language of the birds. A few months later, he's in the backyard again. Beautiful day. He hears the birds talking to one another, and they say, "You see this owner? Feel bad for him. I really feel bad for him, because tomorrow is his final day on earth. He's going to die." The man was all frazzled. He ran to Shlomo HaMelech, and he said, "Shlomo, what should I do? I just heard from the birds that I'm going to die tomorrow. What can I do to save myself?" Shlomo responded, "There's nothing you can do. I told you from the beginning, it's not a good idea to understand the language of the birds." But he says, "I don't understand. My flock were saved. My house was saved. Why wasn't it a good idea?" Shlomo says, "You know why? Because you should not have heard that your flock were going to die. That was a nisayon. That was a challenge. That was a setback that Hashem was delivering to you as a kapara for something you did in your life. But unfortunately, you understood the language and you were able to save your flock. And you never endured and you never suffered that challenge in your life. And you never received the kapara." Subsequently, Hashem says, "Let me try something else. Let me burn your house as a kapara. But you also overheard that conversation. So, once again, I couldn't help you. I couldn't help you do tshuva and accomplish the kapara that you needed. And once again, you ran away from that consumption of fire and you saved everything that you needed to save. What's left? You. I have to take you away from this world early. Because everything else you understand, everything else you're able to accomplish, you're trying to outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem has no choice. And therefore, tomorrow is your last day on this world." What do we learn from this story? We're not here to know what the future is. We have to live today. We have to accept. We have to embrace whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We have to say, "Thank you, Hashem. Hashem, you're giving me the ability to do tshuva. There must be a reason why I need to experience this hardship."